Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase. We're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Magic world. Ricky plays that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase. We meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
To Hacker from Anarchy.
Did somebody say Anarchy? Give me that! For your deliciously dreadful contributions to chaos, you have been nominated for the Arky! Yes!
What's an Arky, boys?
No career in chaos is complete without the Arky Award. It's given out by a legend in chaos, Anarchy. Oh, I can see her now.
And the winner is... The Hacker!
Oh, I won! I won!
No, not so fast, Hacker.
Is that really you, Anarchy?
That's Ms. Arky to you. Now listen closely. To prove you're worthy of the Arky, you must perform one more act of disorder and confusion.
I can do that.
Then do it. And make it noteworthy.
How'd she do that?
The Queen of Chaos comes in many forms. Now, snap to it. We've got chaos to commit.
But boys, can't we wait till the end of the ball game? Whoever wins gets to play in the big game for the Slug Ball Championship.
Those Earth brats are playing too. They're really good.
You know, the winner of the championship gets to be mayor of Memoryville for the whole day.
Memoryville? Where all the data in cyberspace is stored? Without which nothing in cyberspace would work?
That's right, boss. No data? No memory.
Can we please watch Slugball?
Watch Slugball? Buzz, my bumbling bot, we're going to play Slugball.
This is Stats Playback, and it is crunch time, folks. The Earthly All-Stars lead the Tiki Bell Titans 7-6. The winner of this game will face the Borg Bunnies for the championship. Remember, because it's the final inning, the Titans can only use one batter, and they only get one out. But the Earthly All-Stars can only use one player to try to catch the ball. I wonder who it will be.
Okay, Jax, it's up to you.
I know. You gotta cover the whole field.
Oh, I know.
Catch it, and we're in the finals.
I know!
The crowd erupts as Jackie takes a position in center field. And the Titans send up their best batter. They need one hit to tie the game, two to win it. Here's the pitch. It's a high drive to right field. Jackie's on the run. Will she get there in time? Yes! What a catch!
Yeah.
Game over!
Yeah.
The Earthly All-Stars advance to the championship game against those feisty little Borg Bunnies.
What's the plan, boss?
Simple. Win the game. Then I'll get the key that unlocks the memory bank so I can delete all the data in cyberspace and create complete chaos. The Arky is as good as mine.
I can't wait to play Slugball. It's always been my dream.
As mayor of Memoryville, I bid you welcome to the third annual Slugball Championship game. And now, the starting lineups. For the Earthly All-Stars, Inez, Matt, and the MVP of the last game, Jackie. The manager of the Earthly All-Stars is Digit. Starting for the Borg Bunnies.
Wait! Wait!
It appears the bunnies have some new players. Cyclops, the Trashinator, and the Mighty Tonga.
What? We have to play against them?
What happened to the bunnies?
Managing these beefy Borgs. Hacker!
Hacker!
What are you up to, Hacker?
I'm the new owner of the bunnies. Is that a problem, Mayor?
Well, it's a highly irregular.
Irregular? I'd say it's downright illegal. I don't see any bunnies.
Let's just say I shuffled the lineup a little bit.
A little? Look at those gorillas!
Excuse me, there's only one gorilla.
I'm afraid there's nothing I can do, Digit. As the owner, Hacker can have whoever he wants on his team.
Not to worry, Mayor. We'll beat him like a drum.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Let's play ball! The winner will have the honor of being mayor for the day and receive the key to our city. All of Memoryville will be open to you.
I can't wait.
For those of you new to Slugball, it's a three-inning game. Each player hits until the ball is caught. Any ball not caught counts 1 point for the team at bat. In the first inning, three players hit and three players play in the field. In the second inning, two players hit and two play the field. And in the third, one player hits and one player patrols the entire field alone. The Earthly All-Stars bat first. Let's play ball! Matt punches a high fly to left. Tonga trots under it and makes the catch. One out. Inez hits one to center. And Trash gobbles it up. Two outs. Jackie crushes one to deep right. Cyclops goes back and back and catches it right up against the fence for out number three. The All-Stars go out without scoring a point. Not a good start.
No problemo, Earthlies. We've got two more innings to score. Let's play defense.
Hacker, Hacker, he's a winner. And if I'm wrong, I'll buy you dinner.
Cyclops leads it off for the bunnies in the bottom of the first. It's a high drive to right. Inez races to the line, but she can't reach it. That's 1 point for the bunnies.
Where you going, Inez? One out.
Oh, man.
A leaping catch by Matt against the wall for an out, but not before the bunnies scored two more points. And what an inning for the bunnies! They lead the All-Stars 6-0.
Gee, these guys are a lot bigger and stronger than the Tikiville Titans.
Yeah, they're hitting the ball everywhere we aren't.
I have a feeling if Hacker's team wins this game, something terrible is going to happen.
As we begin the second inning, the All-Stars trail 6-0. What a blowout! But now each team has to bench a player. That leaves two players to field and two players to hit. Two outs and the side is retired.
Put me in, boys. I can catch.
Then catch this.
I got it.
Top of the second. Matt comes out swinging. Thank you. catch by Trash. A little messy, but still out number one.
All right! Way to go, Matt!
Good job! You're up, Jax! Hit them where they ain't!
To retire the All-Stars, but not before they put up 6 big points to tie the game.
Okay, Earthlings, to keep the game tied, we gotta catch everything they hit.
But we only have 2 fielders.
Which means the 2 of us have to cover a lot more ground.
We'd know where to play if we had some idea where they were going to hit the ball.
People always seem to know where I'm going to hit the ball.
Oh, because I always hit to center field. I have a pattern.
Huh?
Maybe Tonka has a hitting pattern, too. If we could remember where he hit the ball in the first inning, maybe we can figure out where he'll hit it again.
I don't get it.
Look, in the first inning, we played here, here, and here. Anyone remember where Tonka hit it?
I wish I didn't, but I do. Okay, first he hit one between left and center, then one down the left field line. Then I caught one against the left field fence. Hey, check it out. All 3 balls went to left field. A pattern.
And because he hit everything to left last inning, he just might do the same this inning.
It's not for sure, but it's worth a shot.
With Tonga coming up, the All-Stars are taking a huge risk. Both Matt and Jackie have moved to the left side, leaving right field wide open. Interesting strategy. Here's the pitch. It's a high fly to left. Matt settles under it and makes the catch!
Yes!
Amazing! It's as if the All-Stars knew Tonga would hit the ball to left.
It worked! Tonga's hit chart predicted where he was most likely to hit it.
And here comes the Trashinator! Looks like he's filling up fast!
Oh no, the Trashinator! We haven't figured out where he hits the ball. You're right, Jax. Time out.
Huh? Oh, time out!
What's going on?
Put me in, Wash, please. I want to play.
Let me explain something to you. If you play, I won't win. And if I don't win, I won't be very happy. Is that clear?
I could pinch hit.
Okay, guys, where did Trash hit the ball last inning? We gotta find a pattern.
Okay, he hit one past me in center.
Then he hit one to right.
Then he hit one over my head in left. And I caught his last one in center.
Okay, what do we got here? He hit all over the place. That's no help.
At least there was a pattern the way Tonga hit all his to the left. There's no pattern to where Trash hit the ball.
Unless it's the no pattern pattern.
The no pattern pattern?
It means we can't predict where he'll hit the ball. So the best you two can do is to split the whole field evenly between you and Matt. Matt here, and you here.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Let's do it!
Motherboards, wait! The trash got a rash, cause nobody ever puts out the trash! Good trash!
Trash steps up to the plate looking for the hit to break the tie.
Another point! The no pattern pattern strikes again!
Come on, guys! Just catch one more!
Another quick grab by Jackie! Denying what looked like a sure point for the Bunnies! But the Bunnies do hack their way back into the lead! 7-6!
Excellent!
This is it, team! It's one batter against one fielder, and we only get one out.
And we need one run to tie, or it's all over, and Hacker wins.
And that's not good at all.
It's up to you, Jax. You saved us before. You can save us again.
For the All-Stars!
Yeah!
All right!
For the All-Stars!
Playing the entire field for the Bunnies is the Trashinator. It's a high drive to center. Trash goes back. He goes down! A point for the All-Stars! The score's tied!
All right, Jack!
We're back in it!
It's a high fly ball to left!
Get it! Get it! You lousy Tim Tag!
Jackie's out! But not before the All-Stars tie the game! Going into the bottom of the third, all the Bunnies need is 1 point to win the championship. And Hacker becomes mayor of Memoryville and receives the key to the city.
Then I press the massive delete button. Unleash supreme chaos, and the Arky is mine!
According to Trash's hit chart, he's still following the no pattern pattern. He's hitting the ball all over the place.
So where should Jax play to have the best chance of catching it?
I say you play in center. That way you could go left or right, depending on where he hits it.
Got it. I'll do my best, guys.
Trash, you're up. All we need is 1 point.
I don't think he's up to swinging a bat, boy. But I am.
I'll make the announcement.
Oh, boy!
Stats, it's the Hacker.
Pinch hitting for the Trashinator, and just up from the Tumbleweed League in Sensible Flats, El Slambino!
El Slam.
Have a hit chart for El Slambino? Jackie won't know where to play!
We gotta figure this out quick. Time out!
Time out! The Earthly All-Stars!
I'll Gwiggle El Slambino. Search Tumbleweed Leaf. El Slambino. Bingo! Footage of his last game. Chuck it, Didge.
He hit a shot to right.
A long one to left.
A liner to right.
One off the right field wall.
Those Earth brats will never be able to stop El Slambino. Right, Buzz?
Right, boss.
Looks like El Slambino hits more to right than anywhere else.
And if what he did in the past tells us anything about the future, there's a good chance he'll hit the ball to right again.
Which means Jackie should play in the middle of right field.
Jackie!
Over here!
Huh?
For some reason, Jackie is moving to right field, leaving left and center wide open. Timeout is over, and the Bunnies only need 1 point to win the game. A drive to right! It's high, it's long, it's...
I love it.
Congratulations, Hacker. It's my pleasure, not really, to present you with the key to Memoryville.
Thank you. I deserve it.
Sorry, guys. The hit chart worked, but I blew it. My fault we lost.
No way, Jax. We win as a team, we lose as a team.
Right. We made it all the way to the finals, didn't we?
Yeah, sure. But I don't like to see Hacker leaving with that key. No telling what he'll do with it. Or is there? Hacker's got a pattern, too. He always goes for maximum trouble.
Jackie, everyone wants to know about the ball you dropped. Did the sun get in your eyes?
I've got a question for you, Stats. Is there any door that shouldn't be opened with the key to the city?
The one door that should not be opened is the door to the memory bank.
The memory bank. Inside is the button that will unleash supreme chaos and win me the Arky. A dream come true.
You mean a dream like me playing in the Slugball Championship?
Precisely. Buzz, guard the door and don't let anyone in.
Delete, you come with me.
Excellent. Yes.
Boss, wait! How's Anarchy gonna know you're the one who pushed the button?
Good point.
Take my picture.
Buzz! Is the hacker in there?
Yeah.
We have to stop him!
It's locked!
We can't let him delete all the data.
Hey, boss! Someone out here to see you.
Who is it?
It's a surprise!
Anarchy.
She must be giving me the award early.
Come on! Miss Arky! Where is she?
Surprise!
What are you Earthrats doing here?
Hey, Dee Dee, can I see that?
This?
I'll take that.
Maddie!
Gotcha.
Give me that key.
It is. Yes.
Jackie!
Thank you very much, young lady. Strike three, hacker! You're up as mayor! I'm back in charge!
Oh, no, no, no.
That was your best catch yet, kid. Want to tell your fans about it?
It's not about me, Stats. We're a team. We're the Cyber Squad. Let's go home, guys.
What? It's from Anarchy?
What's it say, boss?
Due to your utter failure to create the necessary chaos, you are no longer eligible for the Arky. No, my lifelong dream has been dashed in smithereens.
Aw, but boss, you still have us.
Yeah, we like you. Sort of.
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
Popcorn, peanuts, soda, get your peanuts. This is the greatest job. Not only am I making money, I get to see my favorite team, the New York Mets. Peanuts!
Yeah. Peanuts! Thank you.
Sure, thank you. I took this job because I really want to catch a foul ball. I'm going to go down there. I think my chances might be better. Popcorn! Hey, kid. Give me that ball. I'll buy you a soda.
Hey, James. This is the best souvenir ever.
Peanuts! Sorry, it's on me.
Hey, popcorn, popcorn.
Why you look so sad?
We're having a great season.
Oh, I'm real happy about that. Only I had my heart set on catching a foul ball, but I'm always on the wrong side of the stadium.
Come with me. Let me show you something. You know what a batting average is, right?
It's the number of times a player gets a hit compared to the number of times he gets up.
Exactly. And you can make a prediction with that number. But baseball has lots of data, not just batting averages. For instance, Carlos Beltran's a switch hitter, which means
he bats lefty and righty.
Very good. And we have his batting average when he hits lefty and righty. And we know how many times he's gotten a hit when the bases were loaded, how often he stole second base, how many singles, doubles, and triples he has gotten off every pitcher in the National League. And we have that kind of information for every player.
Why do you need all that data?
It helps you plan what you should do during the game. With this data, you can make a good guess about what may happen.
But how can all that data help me catch a foul ball?
Well, by keeping records, we know that a right-handed batter will probably hit a foul ball down the first base side, and a left-handed batter will probably hit a ball down the third base side.
How can you be so sure?
It's not a guarantee, but it's a good guess. And here's a batting lineup for tonight. Maybe it can help you out.
Sweet. Thanks. First two batters up are righties, so I'll try to be by the first baseline, then over here for the next two who are lefties, and then back again for the last part of the lineup.
Popcorn, peanuts, soda, get your peanuts.
Yeah. All right. Nice. I'm not calling that foul.
Thanks.